From Alicia Keys, it's No One at 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. I'm Zach East with The Best Mix in the Morning Show and your music news for Wednesday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. You may not be able to get into the Grammy Awards in person this year, but you can still snag a souvenir thanks to the online Grammy auction that's going on. The charity auction, which runs through March 23rd, features dozens of crave-worthy items, including a folklore guitar autographed by Taylor Swift, handwritten lyrics from Ed Sheeran from any song the winner chooses, and a Gibson guitar autographed by Bruno Mars. You can head to Charity Buzz to check out all the offerings. Demi Lovato has been clean and sober since nearly dying of a drug overdose back in 2018, but she also believes drug use saved her life in many ways. Demi tells the Yeah, No, I'm Not Okay podcast, "In the same way it almost killed me, it saved my life at times because there were times that I dealt with suicidal ideation. I turned to those coping mechanisms because I genuinely was in so much pain that I didn't want to die and I didn't know what else to do." The singer will tell all about her struggles in her documentary Demi Lovato, Dancing with the Devil, coming soon. And singer Selena Gomez is pondering a surprise career move, retirement. The singer, who just released her first Spanish language project, tells Vogue magazine that she may hang up her microphone because she's tired of not getting enough respect. Selena says it's hard to just keep doing music when people don't necessarily take you seriously. She says, "I've had moments where I've been like, what's the point? Why do I keep doing this?" According to Selena, the last straw was the lukewarm response to her emotional Lose You to Love Me song. She says, "I felt that it was the best song I ever released, and for some people it still wasn't enough. I think there are a lot of people who enjoy music, and for that I'm grateful, but I keep going, and I think the next time I do an album it'll be different. I want to give it one last try before I maybe retire from music," she says. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.